Let's open with prayer, and then I want to talk about zeal. And this is going to be a biblical treatment of zeal as opposed to wild at heart treatment. How to have a godly zeal for Christ. So let's open in prayer. Lord, we come before you this morning again thankful. Thankful again for the gospel of Jesus Christ, for saving us from spending an eternity in hell, delivering us from the wrath that we so justly deserved. Lord, we've been blessed in Christ with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Every day really is a good day when we look at the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, in this area of zeal, There seems to be a spiritual sleepiness among your people overall. We have become slothful in zeal, just exactly against the command in Scripture to be fervent in spirit. So, Lord, we would just ask that you would teach us. We thank you that there is always forgiveness with you, that you would be feared. Bless this time. I pray that you might grace us with the ability to be alert in our minds, and we would be responsive to the Spirit by the Word of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, several years ago, my younger brother and I were out backpacking, and we were down in the Smoky Mountains, and we were trying to get so far in one day, and we were probably pushing it, and we were going up this one mountain. And it was towards the end of the day. When we got to the very top of it, it was in the fall, I took off my backpack, and I was hot, and so was he. And so he sat down over a little ways by a tree. I took off my coat, sat down by a tree, and oh, it just felt so good. There was a breeze coming up over the mountain. And it wasn't long till I was shivering a little bit. And then I was talking to my brother, and it wasn't making much sense. My speech was getting a bit slurred. And he came over, and he said, "You okay?" And something was happening to me at that moment that kills over 25,000 people a year in the U.S., You know what it's called? Hypothermia. You just go to sleep. You're tired. This cool air is coming across, and your body does not produce the amount of heat it needs with the cooling effect outside. It doesn't have to be freezing cold outside. Just cooler than your body can produce the heat. And that's what was happening. And you become drunk-like. You resist help. And finally, you just say, "Leave me alone. I just want to sleep." And you go to sleep and you don't wake up. And there was there's a parallel there in Scripture of this sort of a spiritual hypothermia that can go on in our lives. And I'm talking to men here. It'll happen in you who are married, in your marriage. In your own walk with the Lord and in your marriage, you know, you say, "Okay, I'm the head and my wife is supposed to follow me." So she comes right behind you, but you don't move. You say, "Are you following me?" "Yeah, but, you know, get going." There's very little zeal. There's very little fervency and spirit. And this has nothing to do with personality types. Absolutely nothing to do with personality types. This is to be fervent in spirit is a command to all of God's children. Romans 12:11. So don't blame stuff and just say, "Well, that's just not me." You know, and I started studying this topic of zeal last year. And I wasn't studying it for anyone but myself originally. Because I began to think through, why is it that I'm not more zealous? I believe this is true. I believe the Word of God is true. And you hear the words being passionate, you know, some of these kind of words. And some of us tend to be much more stoic, even keel, almost no emotions, unless we're at a sporting event or hunting or, you know, certain things all of a sudden, whoa, what happened to this person? And I remember my wife doing that at a football game. Her dad invited us to go to a college football game, and we were sitting there. And I got into the game before long. I'm standing up, and I'm, whoa, you know, go. And my wife, who is this? So we need to think through this topic of zeal. And I want to read A.W. Pink here and what he says about this spiritual sleepiness. This is from his book, as soon as I get this here. Pink Jewels. I probably wouldn't have named it that, but that's what he... I don't think John Eldridge would like that title. But this is what he says. He says, "Yea, unless he be very much on his guard," talking about Christians, "drowsiness will steal over him, and he will fall asleep. Corruption still indwell him, and sin has a stupefying effect," also a stupidifying effect. "He is yet in this evil world, and it exerts an ever-rating influence. Satan seeks to devour him, and unless resisted steadfastly, will hypnotize him. Thus, the menace of the spiritual sleeping sickness is very real." And that's my concern for me, and for my brothers in Christ, is that this almost spiritual hypothermia. We get tired, we grow, as Galatians 6:9, we grow weary and well-doing. We just grow tired. We've been putting out all day, and you get home, and you just want to sit down and give me a break. And what happens is this hypothermia seems to set in, and we're really not any good. We're not leading our wife or family at church. We're just there. And there needs to be a fervency of spirit, exactly what the Scripture says. And if God commands it, He'll grace us to do it. All right, so remember that. We have the grace to do this by the Spirit of God and His empowerment. So as we go through some of this, what comes to your mind when one hears the word zeal? Well, a lot of times we think some fanatic, you know. On football, it's the guys who have their face painted and they're bare-chested when it's sub-zero. And you think, boy, that's a real zealot. Or we also might think the Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons who are out there, no matter if it's rain, sleet, or shine, they're zealots for their cause. Sometimes we really do think it's hyperactivity when we think of zeal. Someone has to be just almost the ADHD type, bouncing off the walls. That is really not the biblical definition, but that's usually what comes to our mind. Webster's dictionary defines zeal as this: an eagerness and ardent interest in pursuit of something. An eagerness and ardent interest in pursuit of something. A synonym in Webster's dictionary is enthusiasm. All right? Enthusiasm is a synonym. Disciples need to ask themselves three questions about this zeal. Right? And here are three questions I hope to answer in our time together. What is God's kind of zeal? I don't want this manufactured stuff. You go out in the woods and you grunt and groan like animals and, you know, the wild at heart type of approach. I mean, what is God's kind of zeal? Secondly, what place should this zeal have in my discipling or counseling? And then how can I make it so? How can we work at this and becoming more zealous for the right things? So we'd have to go to the